This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan again, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And I'm happy to be with you folks up there, wherever you are, in Kalamazoo, Michigan, or San Antonio, Texas, or wherever you are. I wish I could hear from some of you, and I'm asking you to help me with the broadcast if you could. Maybe you haven't heard me but once or twice up there in Kingston, Tennessee, or over in Fort Smith, Arkansas. But you stay tuned. We hear Monday through Friday every day, 5 days a week. And I'd like to hear from some of you. Just tell me, I'm a new listener, Trailblazer. I don't know anything about you, but I'm a new listener, and I want to hear you a little bit more. So if you do that, I appreciate it. And we're in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We've been bringing you those studies now for 2 or 3 weeks. And getting on down there in the 13th verse of the 11th chapter, we saw in our last study that to die in faith means that the individual believes in the resurrection of his body after death, called the blessed hope. That's what we do. Did you ever sit down and just think about your resurrected body? What will that be like? We don't know, do we? You know one thing we do know? That our names will be written in the palms of our blessed Lord's hand. They are. The scripture says they'll be graved there, graven in his hand. Did you ever sit down and just think about your resurrected body? Maybe you're suffering this morning in that old body, racked with sin, racked with pain, and just suffering. Listen, it's just the Lord covers us with that love that covers a multitude of sin. But I know that I'll have a body one day likened unto my Lord. I don't know how it'll be, but it'll be like the Lord. And yet satisfies my heart. Does it yours? Are you satisfied, my friend, to go out into eternity on what you have? Do you? Are you saved? Do you have a religious profession where you just made a decision one day and trusted Jesus and that's all you know? But listen. Such faith is a living hope. It's a godly hope based on God's word, eternal word. To die in faith, we must live by faith. To live by faith, what does that mean? We'll be in search of knowledge of divine things. We'll feed upon the word of God day in and day out. The preached word, the written word, the spoken word, or fellowshipping with God's people. Don't you like to sit down with two or three of the old saints, much older than you and I, and listen to them tell how the Lord saved them? Do you get joy out of doing that, my friend? What would you do if somebody asked you to stand up and tell me what the Lord means to you? Stand up and tell me how the Lord saved you. Can you do that? Or would you just stutter and puff and splutter and all that? No. The Bible says, always be ready to give an account of the hope that you have within you. But listen, we get folks letters from time to time, folks out of our radio audience, tell them how the Lord saved him. But we go there day in and day out, and folks tell us how the Lord saved him. To die in faith means that blessed individual in the resurrection of his body after death is called a blessed hope. So I ask you, does that satisfy your heart? It does mine. Such faith is a living hope, a godly hope. And first, We just come to breathe the word of God, seemingly, doesn't it? Praising the Lord for what Christ has done for us. Don't you like the prayer meetings? They're all about gone, aren't they? The old time, old fashioned prayer meeting. We still have them here in our service. We do. That's one of the things I mentioned about our praise and prayer service on our fellowship time. We spend all the evening preaching, praising the Lord, and singing these gracious old blood songs. Now that's what it means to live by faith. It means we'll search for the knowledge of divine things. Our steps will be altered by the Word. Through the Word, we are taught the way of our pilgrimage. Yes, that's right. We're pilgrims. We're just pilgrims. We live in tents out here. That's right. By faith, that means we hide the Word of God in our hearts, meditate upon the Word, and our prayer will be constantly wanting to be conformed to the Word. O Lord, make me like thy Word. Make me, according to thy word, like my Lord. Make me like the word. Isn't that the prayer of those who live by faith? And it's a constant cry. To live by faith means that the soul worships Christ and adores him. It marvels at his grace. That soul marvels at his compassion, marvels at his intercession, which warms our heart, gives us strength for his work. And it makes us want to please God who saved us. Isn't that marvelous, my friend? The Old Trailblazer, oftentimes I don't feel like getting up in the morning. But if I stop and think just a moment what the Lord's done for me, gave me that command to go forth and preach the gospel, I can't lay there any longer. I can't. I have to get up and be about my Father's business. Now, let's look there again. That life doesn't just put on a big show like we see folks doing. That isn't a life that goes quietly about the work. No, listen, whatever you're doing in the home, in the office, in the shop, out yonder at school, that life is quietly lived. There's not a big show about it. You're just living that quiet life. It's the Holy Spirit getting this over to you and that over to you. Scripture says they died in faith, not having received the promises. What does that mean? We'll take up those five things that we saw in our last message and shortly. It does not mean that we have not been given the promises, because that's what they live upon. That's what these individuals lived upon, the promises. That was the basis of their faith, was the promises. But they did not receive these promises or fulfillment of the promises. And they, what was the main thing? On the Messiah. They embraced those promises. They received them. They lived upon them. And they died without them being fulfilled. Now, speaking about the promises, I've offered you this little book we have by Herbert Lockyer on all the promises of God. Nice little hardback book. And it's all the promises. He has a series of books that we have in the bookstore. All the promises, all the prayers, all the saints, all the everything. But they call it the All series. But one of them is all the promises. So if you write me, we'd be glad to send it to you. Put it on your credit card if you'd like. Let's go. Let's transfer that same figure that we were speaking about over to us. They were looking for the coming of the Messiah. They all died in faith, not receiving the promises. Then listen, what are you and I doing? Haven't we buried many? I say many, we've buried several. I have in my time here as a pastor of radio missions, I've buried probably 50 or 75 individuals. And I've sat by their side, talked to them about the Lord, talked to them about his coming, how they looked for his coming. They waited for his coming, how they lived upon those promises, and yet they died without them. They died without receiving the fulfillment, and yet they died without him, without them. They died without receiving the fulfillment of them. And the old skeptic out there will scoff and make fun and said, where is the hope of his coming? We've been hearing that a long time. The world is going on. The sun comes up every morning. The Bible says scoffers will come. They laughed at old Abraham, didn't they? Oh, my friend, they laughed at him. Even his wife Sarah laughed. They laughed at Jacob and Isaac and Joseph, those old patriarchs. They said, talk about the Messiah coming. And old Joseph down there in Egypt said, the Messiah's coming. But he's not coming here in Egypt. He's coming in Palestine, back there in the land of Canaan. When you leave Egypt to go back to the land of Canaan, take my bones with you, Jacob, he said. Why? Why? He knew that the Messiah was coming. I know our Lord is returning. Every born-again individual does. And for these nearly over 2,000 years now, their bodies have been buried. Many of them were cremated. Many burned at the stake. Many of them thrown to the lions. Many have been buried naturally. All died in hope, embracing the promise. That is, receiving the promise, but not having received the things of the promise that Christ had returned. Now, there's going to be a generation living when Christ comes back. And I often tell you that I believe the old trailblazer will be living when the Lord comes back. And you say, oh, foo-foo. Well, that's okay. You can say that. But my friend, I'm looking. Don't hurt to look, does it? Every born-again generation that has lived with that expectation that Christ would come in their day. Every old patriarch lived, Adam lived, thinking that the Messiah would come in his day. They lived right on down until Christ came into the fullness of time. Isn't that marvelous, brother? Let the skeptic go. Let the atheist go. Let the mocker go if he wants to. They'll just make a good backstick in hell. Let them mock to their own damnation. Let them make fun of the blood of Christ. But we will receive the promises. All right? That next thought. They embrace the promises. Let's look at that. What does it mean? They embrace the promises. Having seen them afar off, yes, having seen them afar off, they embrace the promises. Now listen, these all died in the faith, having seen them afar off. You know, it's amazing how far the eye of faith can see. when it's been divinely enlightened? By the eye of faith, they saw the promises, the wisdom, the goodness, the love of God. They never doubted. They knew he was coming. The eye of faith is strong and has a long distant vision. Like Moses said, had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Hebrews 11:26. Faith endures as seeing him who is invisible, endures to the eye of the human eye. Oh, listen, the coming of our Lord, the promise of his coming, is just as real to the eye of faith as it is to the human eye, and I think more real, because you can see all around with the eye of faith. You can see above. You can see beneath. We're going to get back into that in our next study. I wish you'd let me know where you're listening at, and I'd like to know if anybody's listening. This is the Old Trailblazer. We bring you these studies on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we get letters and emails daily on people telling us how much they appreciate these broadcasts, and then the folks help us with the broadcast. And I often tell you to go out there in the old backyard, dig up that old coffee can, and send me $100 here to put on our Bible fund. If you do that, I appreciate it. And then sit down and write me. Would you do that? Just sit down and write me. And let me know where you're listening. Give me the call letters of the station that you're listening over. And you write me, and I'll send you information how you can go on the line streaming. And help me with the broadcast, if you will. You know, you love this old-time, old-fashioned gospel preaching. Old Trailblazer is nothing but a poor old country boy, saved by grace. I tell folks I was so green, the geese followed me around when I was young. And I don't know anything. I don't know people. I have two or three criticize me all the time, critics. One man wrote me and said how ignorant I was. I told him, amen. I knew it all the time. And I know one when I see one, so I know myself. Know what? The Holy Spirit teaches you what he wants you to know. Did you know that? The Holy Spirit will teach you. You can ask the Lord, Lord, teach me. I do that on a regular basis. Lord, teach me what you'd have me to know and bring me to the knowledge of what you want me to have and to give these folks, and that it might encourage some poor old soul out there living up on the side of the mountain in a little old cabin and hearing the Old Trailblazer, and or maybe in a penthouse up there in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania somewhere. You know, big old penthouse. And then our broadcast goes into airplanes in the sky, and the ships on the sea, and all over the place. And then we got folks in Ireland and Switzerland and Holland and all of those places, and they hear us over the internet, and they appreciate the broadcast. They help me with it. Would you do that? And remember, the Old Trailblazer loves you, and I want to see you saved. If you're not, if you are, I want to rejoice with you. And I tell you, Mr. Trucker, stop somewhere and get off in the wayside park there and call me on your cell phone. Let me know that you're listening. And I'll give you my cell phone number. It's area code 225-572-9868. Call me if you will. Goodbye and God bless you. In the sweet by and by. 505, in the sweet by and by.
See?